The Atlanta Hawks go down, lay a complete egg against the Orlando Magic. Magic, a pretty good basketball team. And again, the thing you have to think about the Magic is, you know, what's the long-term plan for the Atlanta Hawks? How do we get out of this play-in purgatory? How do we become a franchise?
The Atlanta Hawks Invitational.
Yeah. How do we become what the Cleveland Cavaliers are, which will contend for an NBA title, I would argue, for the next 4 to 5 years? What the Boston Celtics are, who I heard somebody say Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown don't know anything other than Eastern Conference Finals. They've been in like seven Eastern Finals. I think they've been in two or three NBA Finals, but they just live there. Like Jaylen and Jason, two stars in Boston, go to the Eastern Finals every year, which means they're always in the mix. Giannis and the Bucks, since he got there recently, were always either competing for a title, winning a title, going deep in the Eastern Conference playoffs. The Miami Heat are the same way. If you're a Heat fan, you hear about Heat culture, you go to NBA Finals, you beat Boston on the road in Game 7 to get to Finals, you have huge games time and again. That's what it means to be relevant. That's what it means to be relevant in the NBA. Every year, your fan base believes that if things fall your way, Miami ended up in the Finals, didn't win it. Boston ended up in the Finals, they win it. Milwaukee ended up in the Finals, they won it. Cleveland now will be the next team, best record in the East. Oklahoma City, you're relevant. You're in the Finals. You're in the Western and Eastern Finals. You have a team that if they stay healthy and you add a piece, you believe has a chance. You don't feel that way when you're an 8 seed, when you're a 10 seed, when you're in the playoff purgatory. You didn't build off of the Eastern final appearance that went to six games. You didn't build on it. And don't believe that Jalen Johnson is Oscar Robertson, right?
Right.
He's a nice player. But last night you realized that Orlando is closer than we are. How do I know that? Their two stars, specifically, and their supporting cast look like they have a chance more so than we do in terms of long-term. Paolo Banchero, a number one pick, is better than Zachary Risacher. Paolo Banchero is a great number one overall from a few years ago. Franz Wagner, outstanding superstar. We don't have two guys like that. We don't. Jalen Johnson's not as good as Wagner. Trey and Banchero, most people would probably take Paolo Banchero over him just because he's bigger. Hard to win with under a diminutive point guard, although Trey's a great player. So, I don't know. There's just another team in our way. Indiana's another team in our way. It's frustrating to watch us lose by 25 to the Magic. It's also frustrating to watch Trey Young get tossed and whine to the officials. Here he is last night after the game just saying, call me the foul.
Where it's not even necessarily basketball at that point. So, I think that's where the frustration got. And sometimes I take my frustration on the rest, not just for me, it's for my teammates. Like, I see Dyson Daniels going. I mean, he may not be a household name yet, but he deserves the same amount of respect as some of these other guys. And if you see a foul, you should call the foul. And that's pretty much all it was for me.
Yeah, referees had no role. If you're one of these dummies on the internet complaining about, you know, the Hawks got screwed, They lost by 25 points. I mean, for real, they were out-physicaled. They were out-hustled. They lost every 50-50 ball. Trae Young on the court last night was a minus let me just get it right. He's a minus 22 on the court. He was a minus 22. For Orlando, Cole Anthony was a plus 32. That means they scored 32 more points when he was there. When Trey was on, they were down minus 22. So he didn't help. I don't care that he had 28. He was 8 for 21. Are you going to be able to handle Friday night or you're done?
So Friday night.
I'm not letting it dwindle. I'm not letting people think about what I'm feeling and things like that. Obviously, I told him I was sticking up for the squad and I'm not going to let the rest frustrate me like that in our next game. I know we got a win or go home next, so I'm going to be ready. And I told the team I'm going to be ready for them. We got to go home and take care of business.
So Friday night, it comes down to this game. You're going to play the winner of Chicago and Miami. All right. And then what? Okay, so again, don't mean to be Debbie Downer, but you are what you are. The Atlanta Hawks Invitational, you lost last night. Now you're all, it's the season's on one game Friday night. And then what? You're going to go play now Cleveland. Okay.
Yeah.
And now what? Is Quinn Snyder's job secure or stake? And the reason I say this, several of y'all yesterday on the Twitters were like, why is Quinn Snyder not catching it? And because everybody should be catching it at this point.
I mean, I know that Quinn Snyder is very well regarded by Tony Ressler and that whole group.
So you say no.
He's not even in the conversation. Okay. Everybody else is, including Trae Young, including, you know, I mean, I don't know, Jalen, Dyson, whatever. I mean, Dyson Daniels obviously is a steal. You're not going to mess with him and Reese Richey.
Whatever's happening now is leading you to mediocre again.
Yes.
As the Atlanta Hawks
I mean,
invitation.
I think I did hopefully a good job
you
of
did.
Just laying yeah, out like who's relevant and who's not. Right. I mean, that's all you're playing for. The Atlanta Braves may be sitting with this, you know, horrendous record, but you are who you are. The Atlanta Braves are a World Series contender every single year virtually. Even last year, if you got hot at the right time and Chris Sale wasn't injured right before the postseason, you're like, stranger things have happened. I saw Arizona and Texas in the World Series. Wasn't that the World Series a few years ago?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we could get hot. You're relevant. Nobody, you know, Buster
Olney. Well, your brand is consistent through the years.
Yes.
He wins chips, but being in the top tier of Major League Baseball consistently.
Tim Kuchel only don't have conversations about baseball without the Atlanta Braves. And I can promise you that Brian Windhorst and insert NBA, you know, reporter. We're not in the conversation. The Falcons aren't in the conversation. Like, we were last year because Kirk Cousins, so we were kind of like, right?
Yeah.
We're not,
until
you
we
know.
Weren't.
Yeah, I mean, we're not. So, listen, you are. I know that Tony Russell doesn't enjoy walking in a room with 30 owners and being, you know, an irrelevant franchise because you're in the 8, 9, or 10 hole every year. He doesn't want that. It's hard to win in the end, right? Arthur Blank doesn't like walking in with 31 other owners and knowing that, like, you're not even considered a contender in any form.
Atlanta should be one of the top sexiest markets in the country for the NBA.
Yeah.
Folks rolling through here, and for that State Farm to put on the product, which they do, which is one of the best game in-game atmospheres in the NBA. I believe it was voted one a couple of years ago, or if not this year. But stake for the NBA to have Atlanta not be relevant –
and yes, it stinks.
And there, it does stink. Well,
here's Quinn on his star franchise player and his antics at the end of the game.
We didn't have a chance to. It happened fast as far as what happened. You're always concerned when there's a hard foul that puts a player in some sort of compromising position that could result in an injury. That was my understanding, that he hit the transom. But I didn't see – I saw that. I didn't see what transpired afterwards.
All right. Sorry, you know, sorry that meant nothing. And it really – the ejection, to Sandra's point, you know, I'll give her credit. Like, you're right. What does it matter? You're already –
by 22. You were in it, and then you were
out again. When you hear what we just did, an entire segment on the Hawks and the Eastern Conference – and the relevance. What do you think as a Hawks fan?